Dave Moore on Today FM.
Now, I kind of make decisions about my runners the night before I get up, and I kind of go, grab them, they're just speaking to me. Oh, sometimes my daughters get involved, and they matchy-matchy my clothes. I might have a blue hoodie, blue tracksuit bottoms, and then they'll pick out a blue pair of sneakers. I walk in, Shannon straight away goes, need a dress yet? I'm like, yeah, that's what happened today. Last night, I was hemming and hawing because Baz Ashmawi's coming in, and Baz is as much of a sneaker freak as I am. So I was like, I got to choose wisely here. So I picked my newest pair.
They're very fresh.
Very bubblegum pink Awake NY Jordan 5s. And Baz didn't disappoint.
No.
Pair of Air Max on feet.
Yeah, well, I got the 180s, I think. The 180s are on. So they're old, though. Yours are... Do you know what? I started sneaker browsing before I came into you. I was like, he's going to have a fresh pair of kicks on today. Will I buy you a new pair is what I was thinking. But if I came in with a bag from Size,
maybe.
It wouldn't look good.
I don't know. I'd still be impressed. I'm impressed. Yeah, Baz and I both love our runners, in fairness. You are an Air Max man. I'm a Jordan man, pretty much.
That's
true. Congratulations on Faithless Season 2.
Thank you very much.
If someone is listening this morning and they haven't seen Faithless, let's give the Sam's kind of story. So you play Sam, you've written this yourself. I love everything around, but let's just give them the kind of elevator pitch of what Faithless is.
It's a Dublin Muslim 2.5 men. So it's basically about a guy who, his wife gets killed by an ice cream van and he's left raising these 3 girls. And he's at a stage in his life where he's kind of meandering. He's a writer and things haven't quite worked out for him. And he's in a bit of a sulk or a dip. And then his wife dies and he's...
to add to.
So his brother comes in, his half-brother comes in and he's got his Egyptian dad. And then he's got his Irish family, his slightly adorable brother-in-law Cormac and his mother-in-law Dimpna, and it's all about this melting pot of a family,
which is so reflective of Ireland today but not reflective of what we see on screens all the time, which is why I think Faithless was such an important thing to get off the ground.
Well, I love telly, right? Yeah. I was that kid lying on his belly watching TV for my whole life, and I just never saw any mixed race people on Irish telly, and I still don't see that many. So for me, it wasn't trying to ram anything out.
No, it really isn't.
But it was about representing a little bit and just going, look, some parts of Ireland, this is a family, you know. It's that, what does Irish look like to you, without doing any messaging at all.
That's,
you know,
what I think is the key to this, is that what you present is you present the dilemmas and the heartache and the love and the joy of a family.
Yeah.
It's the fact that it's a mixed race family in a different scenario than maybe most people are used to seeing is completely secondary to the fact that this is an Irish family.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the first and most important thing.
Yeah.
So what does season two mean in the sense that you've had season one, season one's gone well. When you get approached to do season two, does that now change? You've established Sam, you've established the family, you've established Cormac. So now can you start to have a little bit more fun?
Yeah, I think
you can.
Like, it's just because for the first one, he's grieving. So there's still grief going on because it doesn't, you know, people don't get over losing their mum overnight. So there's still that in it. But I suppose season two as well, actors want to be in it then, you know, which is great. Yeah. So we were very lucky this year. We got like Jamie Lee O'Donnell, who's in it, who's absolutely fantastic. She's from Dairy Girls. Jane Wisner's in it from The Inbetweeners. Then you have all the other cast that have been in it.
Your two daughters in as extras.
Yeah, my two daughters, their heads bob in the back. And then my daughter Amelia as well.
She's got a proper part in it.
But
now, did she audition for that the same way everyone else did?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, that's great.
But she has a different surname, so I didn't let them know.
She just auditioned.
And then it was funny because she was in it and they were like, okay, so that was great. Would you have far to travel? And she kind of looked over me and just rolled her eyes and they just thought she was like an ignorant cow, you know. But
she'll be rocking in.
But I explained, yeah,
that's amazing. Mm. So where do we find Sam now in season two? Because obviously I'm lucky enough to have seen the first episode, but it's on tonight on Virgin Media One. So what's going on?
Sam's had to size down his house, so they've had to move. Money is tight. He's desperate to get a job. For the first time, he's met Nancy's teacher, new teacher, who he's a little bit maybe a little bit smitten by, or you know, there's something there.
Yeah.
And Cormac, his mum has asked him to leave at the age of 42. She thinks it's time for him to move out.
Probably is.
And he's trying to move in with Sam.
With Sam, yes.
Who doesn't want him.
And why he's downsizing and all the rest of the things that are happening.
And a baby has been thrown onto Sam as well, because his brother's gone AWOL. And
the people that work with him on another TV show he does called DIY SOS are absolutely superheroes. We'll get to that in a second. But first of all, Carol's been in touch, Baz.
Oh.
She says, Faith, this is one of the funniest things I've ever seen on TV. I can't wait for the new series tonight. And a second Carol, from Limerick this time, says, absolutely love Baz. Faithless season one was brilliant. I can't wait for season two. I laughed and cried during the first series. It's so good. And then she says, also, DIY SOS. My emotions can't cope with these families. Simply amazing. Carol Limerick. Yeah, let's talk about DIY SOS, because I've told you before that this is one of the few TV shows that my entire family will watch. I've got a range of kids. They're 10-year-old girl twins, 13-year-old boy, 15-year-old boy, myself and the missus. And there's the only other thing I can really think of is the Australian Border Force one. That's about the only other thing that we'll all watch together.
Let me tell you, I'm in the show. My kids don't watch my own shows. They love Faithless,
sure,
but they don't watch a lot of my shows.
I had a fight
with them one night over, well, we watched The Money List, and they were like, catchphrases on. And I was like, really? Really? But DIY SOS, we all sit down, we watch it live, and I don't even watch a lot of my own shows because I've seen them.
But I
sit with the family. It's important that you show your kids what empathy looks like.
And also to give them a sense of gratitude, because it's very, we all tell our kids to be grateful.
Mm.
And whatever situation you're in, whenever you can provide, whether it's a dinner on the table or whether it's a trip to Spain or whatever it is, you kind of say to your kids, you should be grateful for this. There's older families. The thing about DIY SOS is it puts into sharp focus the struggle that a family is going through in a neighbourhood that we all know. I don't mean physically, we might know the one if it's in Tipperary or Dublin or Galway, but it's exactly like the neighbourhoods we live in.
You put that very well. That's exactly what it is. Do you know what it is as well? There's people out there at the moment and they would watch the world burn, right? They're killing children. They're attacking people. They're destroying families. And if you watch this for a long time, it starts to seep in a little bit on you. So what ends up happening is you go, do you know what? I live in my own little bubble and I won't pay attention to the world. But if you focus on something like DIY SOS, you see that there's immensely good people out there.
And it's way more than bad people, by the way.
And it's watching good people do good things. It's so important, man.
It's chicken soup
for the soul.
It is. It's amazing. And look, I don't mind telling you, I'm a bit of an emotional guy. I'll weep a tear at a good, you know, heart jerking moment in a movie. When it comes to DIY SOS, I am a bubbling wreck. My daughters love it because obviously, you know, I'm daddy and I'm big and I'm strong and then I'm in the corner just going, what they've done for that family.
I'm just saying though, film, like it's funny because I was doing the voiceover for one of the next episodes and there's a sister of the child who has the disability.
Yeah.
And she was so overwhelmed when she walked into her bedroom to what these volunteers had done for her.
The sister with the disability. She was just overwhelmed
that someone had... Because if you're living in a family where one child has additional needs, they take up a lot of time.
Absolutely.
So you learn to take a back seat. And you're okay. They're okay with that.
Absolutely.
But when you shine a bit of attention on them, it means it's so magnified for them. So she just burst into tears.
Oh.
And I was like, I'll hide behind a digger or something or put on my shades or something. But I just burst into tears with her. I was like, because I knew how much it meant to her, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what these volunteers do, you know. They're just the best.
I think is the best thing about the show is the fact that you have your recurring cast, I guess you'd call it. So you've got like yourself, you've got the interior designer, you've got the site foreman, you've got like these people who you start to recognize. But every week, hundreds of people you've never seen before have shown up. They've taken a week off their own work. They're not getting paid. They've traveled the slabbers and plasterers
from
in the Donegal. Episode. In exactly the episode was in Dublin, and they came from Donegal.
Yeah.
And it was 6 a.m. and they were on site. Yeah. And the level of humanity that this shows you, I think you've put it so well there, Baz, when you talk about the fact that, you know, there's so much good in the world, but it's fighting against the volume that's been put on the negative. That's so small in terms of the percentage of people that are doing this thing, but it's everything. We consume it all the time. The opposite is true if you're in the world.
Yeah.
And that's what DIYSOS, I think, does so well, is that it just shines a light on that side of the world that is most of the world, but we have to see it. Yeah. We have to be reminded of how good we are.
I was saying to you, like, I would do it all day long, every day. Yeah. It's one of those shows that, like, I have a very short attention span. I get bored really easy. Yeah. So I'll do a show and then I'll just be like, I need to do something completely else. DIYSOS is one of the only shows that I would just continuously do forever.
Incredible.
Because you get so much more. I feel I get so much more out of it than I ever put into
gotcha.
It. You get me?
Yeah.
It's just like you come back. It's like a festival. It's like going to a festival. You come back wrecked. But you feel real good.
Yeah.
You're like, that was good. That was a good thing.
Good, right.
You know?
Very quickly before I let you go, how's Nancy?
She is balling, man. She's great.
She's not here, is
no,
she?
No, she's Gran Canaria out there with the girls, living it up. But she's in flying form.
Ah, that's
great. She's great, man. She's really good. She's
tell
really
her we
good.
Said a big hello.
I will.
All right, well, Baz, listen, well done. You're all over the television. You get DIYSOS on Sunday nights, but every Wednesday night, make sure you tune in to Virgin Media Television, 9 p.m, Faithless Season 2. And as I said, do yourself a favour, watch Faithless Season 1 if you haven't, or if you have, watch it again. It's brilliant. Baz, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.